Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thomas Morstead joining the show. Thomas, thank you for your time tonight, buddy. I know it's hard to come by in training camp. How you doing?
I'm good, Zach. How are you?
I'm doing good. It was pointed out to me, we've got Teron on later, and that you are the first of the Stead brothers. And I was asked, have anyone ever called them the Stead brothers? And I said, I do not believe so, but I'll start it. So there you go.
Yeah, look, I always, you know, he said I'm the real T. Stead. I told him he's the real T. Stead, so it's up for debate still.
Well, you haven't released your album yet, so... you haven't had a need to utilize the T-Stead. Thomas, me a favor, just curiosity, I think for a lot of people, take us through what a day has been. What is different about your guys' training camp, about the schedule, with all the protocols that are in place? Just kind of walk us through your schedule for a day right now.
So we tested, COVID-tested, three of the first 4 days, and if you had all negative tests for those 3 days, then you were able to come into the facility. So on the fifth day, we had physicals and equipment check. Sixth day, same thing, and then the seventh day was the first day we could work out. And we've had strength conditioning for about 8 or 9 days with a day off mixed in between. And we've just started having practices. We've had we've had three practices so far. First day was, first 2 days was in helmets only. Third day today was in shells, and then we're off tomorrow. We've got another shells practice, and then we're full pads on Monday.
Now, Thomas, with the running and lifting period, and I know your guys' schedule is a little bit different in the specialist room, but what about meetings? How have those been conducted up to this point?
Well, they've got everything spaced out for, you know, whatever the standards have been set. And we're wearing these little wristbands that basically are censoring and tracking who you're coming into contact with. And so that if you end up having a positive test, they can go back and see who you spent a certain amount of time within a certain amount of space with, so that they can immediately go grab those guys, quarantine them until they get a few negative tests back to make sure that we're not spreading throughout the building. So, there's all sorts of bells and whistles. I'd be lying if I didn't say some of it was optics. Quite a bit of it, I think, has been really good, and I think the results league-wide have shown that. I think they just came out saying we're less than 1%, less than 1% of tests have been positive, which is great.
And, Thomas, you're a member of the NFLPA Executive Committee. Obviously, you were involved in a lot of this process. Did you guys have a rate percentage that was targeted or that was expected, or was it really something where it was, we're going to do our best and just kind of see, where we end up?
Yeah, I think nobody was under the illusion that we were going to have zero tests positive or zero positive tests, that we were going to have nothing like that. I don't think we set a goal. I think the real goal was, hey, what's every way we can, in preparation, you unearth every stone to, like, do everything you can to prepare. It's the same thing with this. We tried to, we've tried to put anything in place that can help us mitigate the risk. And I know there's been a lot of flack given for, no jersey exchanging after games and things like that, because it sounds laughable when guys are going to go hit each other for 3 hours. But I think the general idea is if anything takes any small risk away, where they're going to try to take as many of those little risks away throughout all of our time together, whether it's at practice or in meetings or when we're eating, whatever it is, we're trying to nickel and dime all those little moments, hoping that, not knowing exactly what it measures up to be, but just believing that all of those things are going to add up to us having as few positive tests as possible.
And how does that play? I mean, being in the building, training camp is usually such a pivotal time for bonding and for meeting new teammates and for kind of building that camaraderie. How has that been affected to this point? Eliminating a lunch table and, sitting too far away to exchange a comment to, the guy next to you in a meeting. Have you felt like there is certainly a reduction in that ability to be able to interact and to build that type of growth with your teammates?
Yeah, look, I think that was a huge concern. And I think, we're fortunate to feel like we have quite a bit of continuity, from the last number of years. I think people take for granted our abilities to adjust and to figure out a new way. And really what we've done is we have, with these trackers, if you're within 6 feet of somebody, it's beeping at you. You've got a little light that's flashing. Yeah. And so you just figure out, guys kind of figure out how to organize themselves. And, so there's definitely guys getting to know each other and spending time with each other. There's just a little self-accountability beacon sitting on your wrist letting you know if you're too close. And, nobody wants to be somebody that's letting the team down with regards to this behavior, because if all of a sudden you have a bunch of guys test positive, no one wants to be the person that started that or that continued it. And so I think it's, everybody's adjusted well so far.
Thomas, you mentioned continuity, and you're talking about, with the guys in the locker room, but there's also the added benefit in the specialist room that Darren Rizzi and his staff, came on board last season. And with the changes that occur, how important and beneficial has it been in your perception to have already had, Darren's system in place rather than trying to learn, especially since it's fresh in your mind from last year about the changes that were done? How beneficial do you think it is that position, that coaching change was made last year and not this year?
Yeah, look, I think it's an easy rule of thumb. Anytime you have continuity, it's an advantage. Now, obviously, if what you're doing doesn't work, you have to make changes. But I think if you go look at any of the really good kickers around the league, you see the same snapper and the same holder for years. They've worked together, and it's the same thing with coaches of knowing a playbook, right? If you're not learning something brand new, if it's all kind of a review, I think that's helpful, because I think expectations are already known by a majority of players. We'll obviously have some new additions like we do every year, but I think it definitely I think the rules this year definitely are an advantage for a team like ours that has the same head coach, same quarterback, and same really core group of players coming back. I think it's a big advantage for us this season.
Thomas Morstead, punter for the New Orleans Saints. Thomas, last year we saw the breakout of Deontay Harris as a returner and really kind of transform the return game for the Saints on special teams. And have you gotten to see him be utilized more offensively throughout this camp. I know that you're not always with that group, but do you see Deontay having a larger impact offensively in addition to his ability as a returner?
Well, I'm going to preface my answer with saying you're probably asking the wrong guy, but I will say this. You know, we've only had 3 days of practice, and the practices, because of the ramp-up, have been very short, and so I've really paid almost no attention to anything else that's going on other than me staying in my world. I do know that, you know, coach is always looking to add more onto guys' plates if he thinks that they have the skill set to do that. So I would be shocked if that wasn't at least the intent of the team to see what else he can add, because he's got some physical traits that you can't learn. He's a special player, and obviously we're very excited to have him back again.
Thomas, I need information. I need you to keep your head on a swivel. If you need me to talk to someone and say Thomas needs some free time, he's my mole, then I can do that if you need that.
Hey, Zach, look, man, you know how it is, man. You get up there in age, those practices used to feel forever. Well, now it takes me an hour just to get loose, so I've got to really take every bit of time I can to get my body right. And it's interesting as you get older, man. Things get a little harder, so you're always finding new things to give yourself an edge, and I watched you do that for years.
I at no point in my career did I have an edge, really. I just held on for dear life, Thomas, and you continue to thrive. I appreciate the time you spent with us. I know, again, you guys are busy. I'll let you go, but hope to see you soon. I'll wave from a distance. But Thomas Morstead, Saints punter, thanks for joining us, buddy.
You got it, Zach, and congrats on those kiddos you got going, man. It's awesome seeing it.
I'm just trying to catch up to you, buddy.
Careful what you ask for. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Thomas. Thomas Morstead, Saints punter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.